Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. An article published by CNBC this week reported that Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, will suspend U.S. dollar deposits and withdrawals, the company said Monday, without providing an explanation for the decision. A Binance spokesman stated that we are temporarily suspending USD bank transfers as of February 8th, with affected customers being notified directly. The customer said 0.01% of our monthly active users leverage USD bank transfers and added that we are working hard to restart service as soon as possible. This begs the question, if they are working hard to restart the service as soon as possible, then why did they suspend it in the first place? Binance US, a unit of the company that's regulated by the Treasury Department's Finance Crimes Enforcement Network, said in a tweet that it's not affected by the suspension. Thus, the move applies only to non-U.S. customers who transfer money to or from bank accounts in dollars. Data from Arcam Intelligence shows that following the announcement, there was a sharp spike in outflows from Binance's crypto wallets as millions of dollar-peg stablecoins such as Tether and USDC flowed to rival exchanges or individual wallets. So let's be honest, with all the issues that these crypto exchanges have experienced lately, I have no idea why people are storing their crypto assets on these exchanges in the first place. In my opinion, they should be moving everything to personal hardware wallets. Binance's net US dollar outflow was over $172 million for the day, based on data from DeFi Llama. That represents a tiny amount of money for a company that has $42.2 billion worth of crypto assets, according to Arcam. Still, there was an outflow of $172 million, and that is quite significant. A Binance spokesperson stated that we're still overwhelmingly net positive on net deposits. Outflows always tick up when prices start to level off following a bullish market swing like we saw last week as some users take profits. Bitcoin rose more than 38% in January, its best month since October 2021. CNBC reported that Binance's exchange token, BNB, was largely unaffected by the news, holding steady at around 328. But make no mistake, this announcement is raising serious red flags of concern, and rightfully so, in light of recent incidents in the digital asset arena, most recently the FTX debacle. This is not financial advice, but don't even put yourself in this type of potential situation where your assets are locked up, or worse yet, potentially lost permanently. As one of YouTube's most logical crypto enthusiasts, Crypto Hulk states, "Move your digital assets now to a personal hardware wallet and lock them away in a Faraday bag and forget about it until it's time to take action. This is by far the best advice anyone could receive. Don't risk your money in someone else's hands." In late January, Binance stated that its U.S. banking partner, Signature Bank, had increased U.S. dollar transaction minimums to $100,000, which sent an earthquake through the crypto world. At the time, Binance stated that Signature had told the exchange that the new minimum applied to all crypto exchange customers, but that was a false narrative. Regarding Monday's suspension, a Binance representative stated that Binance US has its own banking partners and does not have any issues. The main Binance exchange does not serve US customers. Binance said customers can still use other fiat currencies or payment methods to purchase crypto. For the small number affected, we'll have a new partner to announce for those users in the next couple of weeks. Can you trust these exchanges? Will you trust them with your money? Be smart, be diligent, and move them to your own wallets. Thank you for watching. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe. And if you are able to, please visit my affiliate links. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.